Spirit Airlines crews say they won't cross pilots' picket lines. Eads is flying a plane on algae-derived biofuel. And get ready for diesel-electric hybrid helicopters. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, June 11, 2009. Pilots for Spirit Airlines are nearing the end of a 30-day cooling-off period, counting down to a possible strike, and Teamsters Local 1224 crew members say they're preparing to stand behind their pilots. Local 1224 President Joe Muckle commented, quote, "We are familiar with the challenges they're facing because their struggle for fair wages and working conditions has, unfortunately, become a common struggle across the piloting profession." Teamsters Locals 1224 and 747 issued an announcement Tuesday to all their members, encouraging them to participate in informational picketing organized by the pilots of Spirit. Should a strike or lockout occur at the end of the cooling-off period, both locals have vowed to refuse to cross the picket lines. The bottom line? Call ahead before you head to the airport. The world's first flights of an aircraft powered by pure biofuel made from algae are happening this week at the ILA show in Berlin. Eads is using a Diamond Aircraft DA-42 new generation, powered by two Austro AE-300 engines, for daily flight demonstrations. Eads says the higher energy content of the algae biofuel means the fuel consumption of the aircraft is about 0.4 of a gallon per hour lower than when using conventional Jet A, but engine performance is unaffected. Tests also proved that only relatively minor modifications and adjustments had to be made to the aircraft's engines in order to qualify the biofuel. Algae are considered to be promising potential feedstock for biofuels, since certain species contain high amounts of oil which can be extracted, processed, and refined. It's been used for many years on a commercial basis for the development of food supplements and cosmetics. Microalgae reproduce rapidly and create at least 30 times more biomass per cultivation area than plants such as rapeseed, and their cultivation does not compete with food production. Algae can also be grown on poor quality land using non-potable or salt water. Ironically, the fact that such biofuels are carbon neutral is both their biggest selling point and the biggest obstacle to widespread use. Algae-based biofuel is considered carbon neutral because the microorganisms pull from the air the carbon later released by burning them. But to grow them in mass quantities, they have to be fed industrial quantities of CO2. The latest Airbus global market forecast predicts airlines in Germany will require nearly 1,150 new passenger aircraft above 100 seats and freighters over the next 20 years. These new aircraft will include 780 short-haul single-aisle aircraft, more than 280 twin-aisle medium to long-range wide-body aircraft, and about 90 very large aircraft such as the A380. Total value would be about $144 billion at today's prices. The main drivers for the investment are the growing demand for air travel and the benefits derived by operating more efficient fleets. As a result, Germany's aircraft fleet is expected to more than double to more than 1,200 by 2028. Airbus sales chief John Leahy notes, quote, "In terms of new passenger aircraft deliveries, Germany will rank third in the world. Furthermore, Germany's leading position as a gateway for the world's air travelers will be further enhanced, especially with Lufthansa's A380s now joining the fleet," unquote. Eads says it plans to present an innovative hybrid helicopter concept at ILA Berlin. Eads Innovation Works, the corporate research and technology network of Eads, develops diesel-electric hybrid concepts as part of the group's research to make helicopters more environmentally friendly. Eads says the highly efficient electrical motors driving the rotors, combined with diesel engines, reduce fuel consumption and emissions by up to 50%. Dr. Gene Bode, Chief Technical Officer of Eads, explained the benefits of diesel-electric hybrid technology in helicopters. Quote, "Takeoffs and landings are possible on electrical power alone, resulting in lower noise levels and improved flight safety. The main components are multiple diesel-electric motor generator units, a pair of high-performance batteries, and a power electronics unit controlling the energy flows for best efficiency. The opposed piston, opposed cylinder diesel engines offer a fuel economy improvement of up to 30% compared to today's helicopter turbine engines. Since the tail rotor has no mechanical linkage to the main rotor and its power source, it can be turned off at higher speeds. During these flight phases, stability and control, as well as balancing of the rotor torque, are provided by the aerodynamic properties of the helicopter's tail fin and rudder, unquote. Up next on ANN, the FAA says LSA manufacturers aren't doing so well with self-certification. A big investment in NextGen starts in New Jersey. And a GE subsidiary is adding jobs in Maryland. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for June 11th. I'm Paul Plagg. The FAA has completed a review of 30 manufacturers, extensions, and distributors to determine just how well this whole self-certification thing is working out for light sport aircraft. Specifically, the goal of the assessment was to gauge manufacturing systems and processes through on-site evaluations, analysis, and reporting under a continuous improvement process, and to provide recommendations to enhance aviation safety. The reviews are mixed. The FAA says many of the companies surveyed exhibited exuberance and confidence in their contribution to the LSA industry and a willingness and desire, regardless of experience level, to build and promote safe LSA. But a majority of LSA manufacturers could not fully demonstrate their ability to comply with FAA regulatory and policy requirements. Most of the aircraft reviewed exhibited deficiencies in the ability to fully meet basic requirements in certain ASTM consensus standards. Some of the process review, written procedures, long-term accountability, and follow-through by the distribution chain also was not up to snuff. There's a lot more detail, including the specific remedies recommended by the FAA, in the text version of this story, dated June 10th, at aero-news.net. The FAA officially cut the ribbon on NIEC, the Next-Gen Integration and Evaluation Capability Lab, in Egg Harbor Township in New Jersey on Monday. The facility has been operational since last winter. The NIEC leverages existing national airspace operational systems and high-fidelity real-time simulation capabilities to create an integrated, flexible, reconfigurable environment that can be configured for next-gen research, test, and evaluation. The NIEC offers developers of next-gen hardware and software a co-located NIEC display area to support human-in-the-loop simulations, a real-time rapid prototyping and simulation environment that simulates the NAS while integrating next-gen enabling components, and the ability to record everything for analysis. The Press of Atlantic City reports that the FAA and the South Jersey Economic Development District have partnered on a next-gen aviation research and technology park, expected to cost $308 million by the time it's done. A five-year construction project is underway at the facility, and the first building is expected to open in the fall. Among the initial tenants will be the FAA and Richard Stockton College. Middle River Aircraft Systems says that it's adding 200 new jobs in the state of Maryland, bringing the company's employment at its Middle River facility in Baltimore to more than 1,000 over the next year. In the last 5 years, GE, Middle River's parent company, has invested more than $200 million in the Middle River facility and new program investments. The 200 new jobs will support the development and manufacturing of the Gen X 2B engine thrust reverser for the Boeing 747-8 commercial aircraft. Sagar Patel, the president of Mechanical Systems for GE Aviation, announced the plan on Tuesday. In explaining the expansion in Maryland, he commented, quote, "We have an 80-year lineage in Baltimore and have a great partnership with Maryland. There are a number of talented, experienced professionals in the Maryland workforce and recent college graduates with strong advanced technology and manufacturing capabilities," unquote. GE currently employs more than 1,700 people in Maryland at 8 facilities. Still ahead, EADS entertains 10,000 kids. NASA has won another Emmy. And you can ride along on the last shuttle missions. Well, sort of. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, June 11th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA has been very high profile lately in encouraging American school kids to become interested in the STEM disciplines, that's science, technology, engineering, and math. But there are also private efforts in that direction. EADS has organized the I Dream Up My Future Days, which offers teenagers a unique opportunity to discover the fascinating world of aeronautics. The company has invited 10,000 students between the ages of 12 and 14 from all over Europe to visit the various EADS sites in order to encourage them to pursue careers in the field. Eurocopter Group President and CEO Lutz Bertling notes the effort comes during a milestone year for EADS. Quote, "The 10-year anniversary is an excellent opportunity to highlight the skills of the men and women working at Eurocopter as we extend a hand toward the next generation of talented young people who will be carrying our industry into the future," unquote. NASA has won an Emmy Award again. NASA Launchpad took home an Emmy in the informational instructional category for its episode Bernoulli's Principle at the 52nd Capital Regional Emmy Awards held in Washington on June 5th. Roger Hathaway, head of the education team at NASA's Langley Research Center that oversees the NASA Eclipse project, commented, quote, "We try to excite students not only about the work we do at NASA, but also about science, technology, engineering, and math," unquote. NASA Launchpad is targeted at high school students and features 5 to 7 minute programs that apply STEM topics learned in the classroom to real-world challenges. It can be seen on NASA TV and on the Internet. And you know what? Anyone who can make Bernoulli's Principle interesting to kids in 2010 has earned an Emmy in my book. And finally today, NASA is inviting members of the public to send electronic images of their faces into orbit aboard one of the final remaining space shuttle missions. Visitors to the Face in Space website can upload portraits to fly with the astronauts aboard the last missions of Discovery or Endeavour. Participants will receive special certificates from the website once the mission is completed. Space Shuttle Program Manager John Shannon observes, quote, "The Space Shuttle program belongs to the public, and we are excited when we can provide an opportunity for people to share the adventure of our missions. This website will allow you to be a part of history and participate as we complete our final missions," unquote. If you don't consider yourself particularly photogenic, you can also just send in your name with no photo, and your name will make the flight. Find the link to participate in the text version of this story, dated June 10th, at aero-news.net. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Doug Barker, president of the Utah Rotorcraft Association, about this weekend's Rotors Over the Rockies event and some background on the URA. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.